that'd be a wonderful thing to do. But I think that's up to them.
Mr. Fowler.
Yeah, I'm just going to correct something that Joel Deal said. They're not in the regulatory floodplain, but they're still in a floodplain of some type. But also, just go back to Lot 4. You said that's going to be a open basement concept?
Just a partial rear. There's quite a bit of fall on that lot.
So the house will be pushed closer to the street?
Yeah. At the setback.
What's the setback, Joel? I apologize. I don't remember that from that street. Could the city be interested in moving that setback line forward to get that house a little bit further away from that?
Require a variance process.
All right. Thank you. I'm done.
Commissioner, Mr. City Engineer.
Developer brought up the fact the city did create these lots once upon a time. And then this is, I think, the third time we've seen a variation of these lots. Mm-hmm. I would think if they were unbuildable, we should have stopped the train many moons ago. I wish they would have built the last version. I wish they would have built the version before that, or, you know, at least get a, and I understand why they can't do the whole thing. We've had several discussions on Marquette Avenue. I get that. I think we should, it's time to move on instead of keep bringing up new issues.
Mr. Haley.
Everything that's been said is pretty much true. The point, we had a previous iteration that involved a street, the dead end projecting to the north, that put several lots on decent soils. You can build streets, you can build utilities in these poor soils. That is, I guess what I'm saying is when somebody looked at this, they should have said, here's the good stuff, here's the bad stuff, let's stay away from there, and worked out a configuration. We saw different iterations, we saw the whole site, we saw cul-de-sac options. Now we're just down to four lots, and we don't know about the rest. I'm just expressing my discomfort. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing. I might suggest the preliminary plat that was given to us showed the soils on it. Those aren't on the full plat. Maybe in the interest of disclosure, that's the sort of thing that a potential buyer would want to see. You don't need to label it, but just what they are so that they can look it up in a book and find out.
Commissioner, I suggest that what we have in front of us is truly a plat designed by government. It's sausage. And the reason it's that way is because there are too many fingers in the soup.
There were better options earlier.
That's correct. But the earlier stuff didn't pass for whatever reason. So here we are today. Did I say that nicely enough?
Yeah.
Commissioner Morrow.
And I guess I wanted to add on another thing, too, that I agree with Commissioner Fowler about. As far as the lot, the outlot, I guess it's not my preference that it's something the city would maintain, but I guess we'll see what council says about it when it goes the next step. So I'd prefer not DPW to maintain it, but I understand they're either or is fine with them. So.
Personally, as the mayor, it's such little land that it's going to have no impact on our budget anyway, pretty much, even though it's your budget.
I'll remind you of that.
Commissioner Haley.
As far as Outlaw 3 is concerned, I don't see a maintenance issue there. It could be left as it is. With the limited, but I would, and it would also provide, I mean, it could be naturalized, turned over to it could be restored. There are groups in Milwaukee County that would come in to restore it at some point with city permission, and I think that would pretty much be self-sustaining. But I'd leave it. Go ahead.
I will just add this, and then I'm done, I think. as to the ultimate ownership, in my previous life, these are exactly the sort of things that Milwaukee County Parks would have looked to add on to. Contiguous pieces, they're part of the environmental corridor. It comes with a bit of a burden, but it allows you to control the hydrology impacts. It puts you in control, gives you greater connected open space, better for animals, all those things. Those are one of the criteria we always had is it contiguous with existing parkland or does it make connections? So I'm not making that argument. These are the things the city should think about because it may be its highest and best uses as a piece of floodplain attached to a park.
Not disagreeing. I just know people tend to make phone calls and we have to take hours to do it.
I understand. 100%.
I'll make a motion approve the final plat. Motion to recommend approval of resolution conditionally approving a final plat for Evergreen Park Estates subdivision.
And the recommendation on the outlot is?
What's that?
City ownership or retained by the developer?
I think I'm hearing that the elderwoman would prefer that the city retain ownership.
Okay.
I didn't hear that. City ownership. Okay.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Discussion on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Roll call, Mr. Fuchs.
Commissioner Hogan.
Aye.
Commissioner Burkhardt.
Aye.
Commissioner Haley.
No.
Commissioner Morrow.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Commissioner Fowler.
No.
Vote is 4 ayes, 2 noes. That complies with the Plan Commission rules and UDO. Motion carries. Okay, now we're back to the fun one. Item D1, Plan Development District, Certified Survey Maps, and a Site Plan. Mr. Tietel. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you. For us tonight is the next 4 buildings, Ballpark Commons, 4 apartment buildings south of Rawson. As you may remember, the Plan Commission recommended approval of one building, a 3-story office building north of Rawson. The Common Council on Tuesday night approved that as well, no further changes. These are the next buildings. They're labeled as B1, B2, B3, B4. Staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. This does involve some PDD changes as well. So similar to the last time, there's PDD changes that are related to the site plan. There are PDD changes that aren't related to the site plan. Different from the last time is actually, it's my understanding that staff and the applicant only disagree on one of the PDD changes, but we probably disagree on about most of the site plan. So I think the PDD discussion will be very short and brief. I suspect and I would recommend or suggest that for the site plan, we just go to the resolution and just go one by one down those conditions.
All right, let's do these in order then. First thing is a determination of a minor amendment to the PDD. Is there a motion determining that the proposed amendment
so
be
moved.
A minor?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, PDD ordinance amendment. Can you first fill in Commissioner Fowler on what we did the last time around so he understands what's going on?
So what we're doing here is we're trying to expedite the project as much as we can, so we changed around some of the things that we didn't do. So the staff report's a little bit different. We include the staff comments now. So the staff report is shorter, and if you want to see those details, you have to look at the staff comments. And then the staff comments also include the applicant's responses to staff's concerns.
Were they all in the packets? I read through those. I read through all those comments.
So the staff report only highlights what staff feels are the most significant. Therefore, it's sort of structured that it's easiest if we just go through the ordinance for ordinance changes and through the site plan resolution for the site plan changes. And there is a CSM as well, multiple CSMs. Involved here for the overall ballpark comments, but I'll save that part for last.
You want to get rid of the PDD first?
Yep.
So just so I'm clear, Joe, I'm sorry.
Commissioner Fowler, you had the floor.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just so I'm clear, I did read through the comments. There were questions and the responses that they had, and I think it was italics, and I did go through all those. So those are that's what you were talking about, so I did have a chance to go through those. Thank you.
So on the PDD, Mr.
The Deedle. One PDD change that I believe we're not agreeing on is on page 23. Page 23 of the track changes version of the ordinance. So the one with the gray box on the right side, and it's got hidden inside the title is track changes. So page 23 in the table, sort of. One-third, one-quarter of the way down that table, minimum front yard. It's currently 25 feet. They want 15 feet. Staff is disagreeing. The reason we disagree is because this already includes the condition, the PDD ordinance, that the Plan Commission, during the review of site plans on a case-by-case basis, can reduce the setbacks. So why make it a permitted use in all instances for all buildings in this part of PDD when you can, when they can ask for it on a case-by-case from the plan commission and the site plan? So we're recommending it stay 25. They were asking for 15. But if you agree with 15, they do need a reduced setback for some of these buildings. And staff is agreeing with one of those buildings being having a reduced setback. You could approve all of those changes, whether you agree or not agree, as part of the site plan. So then the way this works, then, if you agree with staff's recommendation, there's no motion, no action you need to take. If you disagree with staff and you agree with the applicant, you need to make a motion to say you want to change that.
Mr. Fowler.
Joel, if I understand the setbacks correctly, the one that has the most concern for me is the one on Rawson.
Yep.
But all the other setbacks are going to be internal to their development. Is that correct?
Yep.
So the one on Rawson is the one I think we...
And that will be coming up in the site plan.
Okay.
Because the prior changes that the council approved also allows the plan commission to revise that setback as well through a site plan on a case-by-case.
Correct. So what we have here is an overall reduction to 15 feet that you're concerned about for all the buildings on the site,
yep,
instead of the case-by-case. Because
yep.
I can see approving it's their development, it's internal to their development. If they're satisfied with the 15 feet, it doesn't interfere with fire, police, all those things.
Nope. It does. We would argue that it does interfere with providing snow storage areas. They're showing snow storage in landscaped areas. The terrace and the outside of the sidewalk area are smaller than normal, so there's less grassy areas for snow storage. There's also the buildings go right up to the easements for the utilities. If there was a little bit of a setback, there'd be a little bit more room there. So if they had a rip-up for utilities, it'd be less disturbance of the buildings, more room to maneuver.
Joel, let me interrupt you, because I think
we're
getting into the site plan
minutia
as opposed to the larger discussion. The larger discussion is, since you get the opportunity to revise your setbacks on a site plan, why should we change this one?
That's what I was
getting. That's the decision, really, that mm-hmm. needs to be made.
Oh.
Alderman Dandrea.
I believe we leave the PDD the way it is, and we set up everything, we make our decisions on the site plan. Okay,
so given that, Alderman Dandrea, I think you made the motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to codify through current in its entirety and amend section 15-3.0442 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, to revise the district in the following manner: to revise certain district standards, including but not limited to building heights, building setback limits, building density limits, and to include additional, more detailed site information pertaining to buildings and structures at approximately 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive and along Rawson Avenue, West Loomis Road, and Old Loomis Road.
I did. So moved.
And just to be clear for anyone listening to this, this does not change the table on whatever page that was.
23.
I'll second.
Discussion and motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Deedle, we're going
to
do...
I would say we go to the site plan resolution next. The first four conditions are
Joel,
standard.
What does it look like?
So it's two-sided, two pages. So it's resolution in the top middle. Draft 411-18.
Mark,
this one?
The only little one.
That looks like it. Yep. Okay. I got it.
That's fine. Okay, Joel.
The first four conditions are standard boilerplate. I'd say we can skip all of those and go straight to number five. So number five is the setback from Rawson, the 40-foot setback from an arterial highway. Staff is recommending that they stay out of it. They are encroaching about halfway into it, 20 feet into it. So they would like to leave the building where it is, and staff is recommending they move the building further south.
Mr. Deedle?
Yes, sir.
If we don't do this, how does that affect the whole interior?
So if the building stays where it is, it's going to be harder to do that landscape buffer yard that's also required. That's another condition coming up. Again, the UDO requires landscape buffer yards along major arterials and highways, and that would be reserved for just landscaping. It would be harder to do that. We could approve a smaller than normal landscape buffer yard if that's what you guys wanted to do. So from that standpoint, we're saying that, you know, we don't know for sure what's going to happen with the road. We might need that setback. They might have to expand it. The state and the county have both said they have no plans of doing anything, as far as they can tell. But the ordinance says from the ultimate right-of-way, 40 feet. So we're saying stick to that. Now, if they do move the building further south of the building is some parking. South of the parking is an open space. I would argue they have room to do it this time. You know, I did ask for this last time, and I would agree, and I believe I said if you had to move the building before, you had to go back to ground, the first step, and redesign the whole thing all over from scratch. I understand that. I think this time they have some room to move it. Now, if you guys would agree with all the setback changes that staff is asking, I would say that yes. Probably at that point now you're significantly impacting the layout of that site. I'd still think it's a doable thing, but now they have some retaining walls already. They are afraid that they'll have to do a lot of bigger retaining walls to move any of these buildings. I would believe that it depends on how many buildings you have to move and how far. I think moving some of these buildings should be relatively easy to do. Moving all the buildings would be hard. If I had to pick one, I'm recommending all the setbacks be maintained, but if I had to pick one, I would say this Rawson one is the most important.
Is the road in Rawson, is that the wider improved area already? So the reality is that the state will probably not do anything to this section.
Yes, it is the wider area. I don't know how big it's going to be expanded for any turn lanes. And if it is, it's not going to be a lot. It'll be a bigger issue with the next building to the east, that four-story mixed-use building will have a bigger issue. But again, without knowing for sure what the ultimate condition is,
you'll see. Is there a layout that Greg? Yeah, so we can look and see what your.
Please, because I don't want to open my photo drawings.
Yeah.
Glenn, can you fire up that camera? This ain't going to work. You got to turn the TVs on. Yeah. Oh, you're going to put it up there? Good. And I will just update the Plan Commission at the Common Council meeting when Mr. Marza was there, among others. And I did ask Greg to acknowledge the fact that we were very accommodating in C1 and that may not be always the case. And
this issue is the exhibit that you have in your drawing. I just put some dimensions on it. And when we're talking about the building right here, this portion is 31 feet away from the property line, 33 feet away from the property line, from the ultimate right-of-way of Rawson. This is our redesigned, widened Rawson roadway that's drawn in this plan. We're 83 feet away from the road itself, and we're 213 feet away on this portion of the building. So we're talking about a minor portion of this building that's 33 feet on this end and 31 feet away from the right-of-way on that side. So you're 7 to 9 feet from that 40-foot, from that ultimate 40-foot number, from the right-of-way. But from the road itself, we're a minimum of 83 feet.
Hey, Greg, what does the topography look like of that soil then? Is it going to be slanted toward the sidewalk and then, or is there a raised berm area?
This is relatively flat. Here, okay. Then the ditch. This is the ditch that's on
Ross
and
now
will
remain.
Okay.
So if you were to move this, okay, that's 10 feet, right? So this is probably 20 feet, right? Guessing?
25 feet, yeah, in that area.
So you cut that in half. So in essence, you'd lose some of this turn here and some of this here, right? If you move the building. You just shorten up this.
What do you lose down here?
Shorten up this.
Well, how do you do?
So how you would accomplish that?
Mayor, prior to, I guess, getting the details, I think there is a discrepancy. I think these plans say it's 26 feet back. So if we're starting talking how to adjust things, there may be...
20, what is 26? Is there a here?
27.
Frankly, I don't know that the exact number is important.
Hey, but the reality is you have 50 feet to the sidewalk, approximately.
This? No.
You got a culvert.
Here's the sidewalk.
Right, but you got a culvert that goes to the road that's part of, that whole culvert doesn't belong to your property line, but in reality it's 50 feet. Okay.
Mark, you're talking the dimension from here to the building?
Yeah, you have 83 feet there. So he's saying he's got 30 feet to the property line, and then you got another 50 feet of that culvert.
Ditch. It's a ditch.
This is 140-foot wide right-of-way section here. It's 170 feet from where it gets to the fields there. Yeah. The that is the widened crossing plan that's drawn in there.
Right. Okay.
So somebody make a motion that says conditioned 5 is in or out, or modified?
I would modify.
Okay, so what's your motion? It's currently at 40 feet. That's not...
Give me a recommendation.
Commissioner Fowler.
Before the motion, I apologize. I just want a clarification. You said he's showing 83 feet. You're saying it's 27 feet?
No, what he mentioned, it was like 31 feet from the right-of-way or the property boundary. The map that we have in our packet says it's 27 feet.
So a difference of 4 feet.
And the 83 feet to the pavement.
Okay. And you're not disputing the 83 feet? Okay. Thank you.
Sorry. So then if you make a motion that it's no less than...
They're currently 13 feet inside the right-of-way.
Okay.
If my math is correct.
So to allow them to go no more than...
Splits the difference.
14
feet.
Yeah. But have the attorney give us a motion with an allowance to go into that easement by the fort as proposed.
Oh, you're being tricky there. So the condition 5 would change the number 40 to the number if you're splitting the difference.
34. Okay. I don't want to give you any more than you need.
Understood.
Okay. So, Alderman Dandrea, your motion is to substitute the number 34 for the number 40 in condition 5.
Correct.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
A, 34, not D, 34.
Subject to technical grammar.
Yeah.
Subject to grammar. A, okay, discussion of that? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Deedle.
Number 6, revising the site plan, landscape plan, to provide that 30-foot landscape buffer yard. So, again, the landscape buffer yard is normally required along all these arterial highways. It's to have landscaping and no structures. And... again, with the PDD and with the site plan approach, you could either agree with keeping all of the 30 feet, part of the 30 feet, or none of the 30 feet. We also mentioned that there have been rare instances where these landscape buffer yards extend into the right-of-way. If that's what you guys wanted to do, then we would suggest with the condition that Milwaukee County is also okay with the landscape buffer yard going into the right-of-way.
Are you suggesting that the landscape buffer yard would be an additional 30 feet from?
Nope. It would be overlapping this highway setback.
Overlapping what?
So the setback we just created, 34 feet, this landscape buffer yard would overlap that. Or the landscaping, you would say you'd shrink it down so it's not within the right-of-way.
So if you had a 30-foot landscape buffer, yes. And we have 34.
No, you have none at all. It's an easement that you need to show on a site plan, and you don't. And in the staff responses, you didn't reply to that one at all. You didn't say whether you were going to show it or not.
So the easement would just be shown on the site plan within that 34?
Yes.
Building location, right? You just want, but with the approval, we have to get, so we don't do what, another building?
So no structures. So the front stoop, if the front stoop would have to be in there, then we'd have to either call that out separately or not allow it in, allow it in there. You could.
Can't put patios in there.
Yeah. But if you're approving what's on the, anything we want to get built is part of a specific site plan approval. We can't build anything that's not on this plan currently.
But at some point in the future, you can come back and say, we want to have patios. And it's a site plan amendment. It goes same old, so.
Or even a fence.
Or a fence.
Yeah. The big problem is going to be we've had issues where residents have built fences in these areas, and that's not allowed. But this is not an individual homeowner. I don't know if an apartment building would build a fence.
So
I'm not seeing that.
All right. Trying to move this along and be no, it's fine. But trying to be a problem solver, currently we just told them that it had to be 32 feet. 34 feet. That's 4 feet more than what they have here. Agree to the condition and move on. That'll give them 4 feet of playground. You know, they could put a 4-foot stoop in there. Right? Am I right, Joel?
Yes. We do want to say, just so that somebody who's really picky in the future, we want to acknowledge that they can put those sidewalk connections in this buffer here. We just want to get that on the record that that would be okay. So the easement language would have to say that.
Yep. Look, I think that building is raised.
And we have a stoop and a planter there. Outside that. One says planter's stretching.
Probably got five. There is a stoop and a planter on the plan coming out that area. If we make the 27, which this is, if we're 6 feet out for the stoop and the planter, that's at the entryway. That would be 2 feet into that 30-foot landscape buffer. What's that?
Well, Mr. Deedle.
How about just a 20-foot wide landscape buffer here?
All right, let's do it this way. Is there a motion to modify condition 6, replacing the number 30 with the number 20?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Good job, Joel. Shield that one.
Number 7. So now this is the internal setbacks, the front yard setbacks from the proposed new road. All three buildings encroach. It's a 25-foot setback. All three buildings encroach. Buildings B2 and B3 only encroach 5 feet. Building B4 on the south side of the proposed road encroaches 10 feet. That one staff does not object to, even though it's more, because the reason is, or we would argue the reason is, there's a wetland back there, and they're trying to save that wetland. So for that building, B4, we're okay, even though it's 10 feet that they're encroaching. But for buildings B2 and B3, we're saying they should move them 5 feet out to be entirely outside of that front yard setback. And again, it would be partly for snow storage, provide more space for snow storage, partly provide more space for the grass terrace between the sidewalk and the road and the grass terrace on the outside of the sidewalk, and maybe even give a little bit more room between the building and that utility easement.
So you're calling this the front yard, this the front yard?
The skinny part towards the road, yes, whoever's doing that.
This? Yes. This is the front yard, this is the front yard,
yes.
And where is the front yard here? This one?
That would be the Rawson side. It didn't matter because they met it anyway.
And building 4 is here.
Yes.
And which is the front yard here?
Nope. This? Here, yes.